Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you don't know what Tucson International Academy is, it's the network of schools, four of them around the city of Tucson, K through 12, that make college come true for their students. And we have the good fortune of having a principal of the central location. Is that what is that
East
called?
Broadway.
East, the East location, and then the English language. See, I can't even say it right. The English language instructor over at East Broadway as well.
All campuses.
All campuses. So, yeah, yeah. So we have them here in studio with us. Dr. J will be joining us shortly. She's I'm sure on an important call with the president or something of that nature, definitely doing important work, but yeah, she'll be here soon. But definitely we have an action-packed show for you today. A lot of good stuff to talk about out of Tucson International Academy. So much has been happening, but just assuming that our listening audience has never heard of Tucson International Academy anymore, Principal Phil, why don't you fill in, tell us, what is Tucson International Academy?
Okay, so it is public schools, for, like you said, four campuses, so charter school. A lot of times I've been surprised we get confused with people thinking that we're a private school. And no, absolutely anybody can enroll, and it's tuition free, and you know, it's just It's a really good place to be. It's a intimate environment. It's not, you're not going to get lost in the crowd. They're smaller on purpose, and you know, students really get that sense of membership and belonging and sense of family.
Yeah, and that's definitely something I've heard a lot in the description of Tucson International Academy. Is this like, it's like a family, and I kind of agree with that. So definitely being there last week, right?
Last week. You were.
It was very,
you were a celebrity reader.
I mean, I felt
during our Love of Reading week.
Yeah, so. So speaking of the Love of Reading week, explain the Love of Reading week to us, and then we'll kind of go into what that entailed.
Well, so a week ago, Love of Reading week, just a focus on how important reading is and having a bunch of different activities. And it was a great opportunity to bring people from the outside that, you know, in the community, and having them read, and just it's exposures, and it's added opportunities for our students.
And what are your thoughts, Ms. Cannon, on, because you've been, I wouldn't be surprised if you were probably around in the conceptualization of the Love of Reading week. What have you seen around the Love of Reading week, and kind of how that has progressed to where it is today?
Well, the Love of Reading week began, I believe, when Dr. J and Mr. Hura and a few from leadership went to the J.T. Fox conference in 2016. And there's a couple there, Mama Goose and Papa Goose, and they're children's authors. They're quite brilliant. They're really lovely people. And so they just connected, and they've been coming for the Love of Reading Week every year for the past, I think, 4, maybe 5 years. Yeah, and they're they've published tons of books. They live in Houston, and we're the only schools that they come to. Just
nice,
because we have that connection, and they come and they make the visit to all the campuses when they're there.
That's awesome. And like, yeah, Mama and Papa Goose, they're something else.
Yes.
Yeah,
they,
man, they're amazing. Like, it's definitely, if being around them, even me, made me say, okay, I need to step my game up. These guys are serious, like from head to toe, inside and out. Yeah. And just, I mean, I think I heard something like they have published 5,000 books or something of that nature.
I think something like that. I mean, she's got like 5,000 to 7,000 books in the queue, and she's working on getting them all published and stuff. So
yeah, that's wild. And then I guess explain to us, they did a little contest with your students to create their own books, and I actually saw those books, having my own children's book. I was impressed. I was like, oh, I wish I could have them help make my book, because it was a very quality book that these kids made. So I guess tell us more about that.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that we're very blessed to have that opportunity. Because of them, Mama mm-hmm. and Papa Goose, they set up this contest, and so students had put in a submission based on criteria that they gave for a children's book,
mm-hmm.
and they have it professionally edited and illustrated, and mm-hmm. yeah, you're right, it comes out really high quality children's book, and it gives an opportunity. How many kids get to say that,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was in elementary or middle school and I got a book published.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really, yeah. it's an incredible opportunity.
How many adults
opportunity.
Could say that?
You yeah, know? Well, not
yeah.
me. So.
Yeah. 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 That was, I mean, and it's, and you're absolutely right. I mean, the quality, the opportunity, I mean, it's just mind blowing, but I guess that's kind of like, that is Tucson International Academy, you know, making opportunities, opening doors that kids didn't even realize were there.
Well, I totally agree with you because I think anybody can, any school district, yeah, they're going to focus on the academics and that's, you know, rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
But that's only part of the journey mm-hmm. and part of what the experience should be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, again, that commitment to providing opportunities, providing exposure to, mm-hmm. to different things. And it just really expands what people believe is possible for them.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, that it's just this whole idea, because as I was driving in here today, I was thinking, man, isn't it frustrating in going to college? Like I'm in business school right now and I want to get a business degree. Why do I got to take Spanish and history and all these other things? Why can't I just take a business class? But to your point, it's because you don't get to that place by just focusing in on this one area. You get to that place by taking in as much as you possibly can and being as well-rounded as you possibly can. So that thing that you want to accomplish, you have as much depth and as much feel as possible to explain it. So, I mean, definitely in kind of in the same vein of, yeah. of what Tucson International Academy does is like, okay, yeah, you guys handle the school part pretty well. You know, the grades are great, get kids graduated. Not only that, you get them, you pushing them to get into college. Not only that, but you're teaching them about all these other cultures and being part of these events. Not only that, but, you know, so it's like, it is kind of, yeah. it's almost like a little taste of the college experience before they even get into college.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do an exceptional job. Yeah, I'm definitely biased, but mm-hmm. I think they do an exceptional job of providing those opportunities for our students, whether mm-hmm. it's junior achievement events or mm-hmm. Career fairs or, like you said, taking international trips or mm-hmm. The college road trips that they're going to take.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just incredible opportunities that anybody can bake the cake of having a school, you know, but having a school that really does go above and beyond, providing those opportunities and just planting that seeds of what's possible, whether it's college, whether it's writing a book or being an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It just, you know, plants the seeds.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll talk about all that and more after this break. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We'll be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good radio show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain here. My favorite part of my show. Here with the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, a former Tucson Unified School District educator, the author of the book that this very show was named after, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success. You can find it on Amazon. And also the still the newest talk radio show host in the fair city of Tucson. We need new talk
Come
radio
on,
show
Tucson.
Hosts. Yeah, you gotta step your game up. But anyways, her name is Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Known
as Dr. J. The Dr. J. Who knows about that other guy? I don't know.
He was boring.
But anyways, while Dr. J was away, we were talking about the Love of Reading Week, mm-hmm. and Miss Cannon definitely filled us in on mm-hmm. the background of it pretty well. Kind of, you know, you meeting Mama and Papa Goose at the J.T. Fox event, and the rest was beautiful history.
Yes.
And then just talking about kind of, you know, what it is exactly, explained to people, but what we had not got to yet were exactly the particulars, you know, like the different type of guests that went and spoke at the school and read their books and so on at the Love of Reading Week. And I had the good fortune of going and speaking at the Tucson International Academy East Campus on the same day as the Phoenix.
Yes, Lucha Libre.
I know. So thankfully, I did get to read my children's book that I recently wrote called Dear Lion, Homelessness Explained to Kids. Kind of like shuffling in and out at the same time was Mr. Herrera, who I didn't even realize he made his own children's book, huh?
No. No, but he probably should.
The book that he was reading, what was that book?
That's just a book he found he saw the kids connected to.
Okay.
He taught for 12 years. Uh-huh. He was a full-time, he's a certified Spanish mm-hmm. teacher. He taught kinder through 12th grade for mm-hmm. 12 years.
I just assumed it. Yeah.
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 I could tell.
Put that bug in his ear, because like he seems like he has a heart for it.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. He enjoys it. He likes to connect with the kids on things that are culturally Mexican or mm-hmm. even, you know, Latin American. And there's a lot of books that could still be written. You're right. That's a good idea. I'll tell him.
I don't see why not.
You know? I thought it was an undercover boss issue.
Oh, yeah.
came in a mask.
Yeah, you don't know me.
He's 100% in when he's in.
Yeah, I saw that.
No, halfway.
And it's funny, that was the first time that my wife ever met him.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, she met the Phoenix.
Yeah, she met the Phoenix. Like, she still hasn't met your husband, but for sure. But yeah, but to speak on, you know, my experience there, it was amazing. Like, it was amazing. But I mean, kind of before you came in, we were just doting on TIA because and then probably the main point we were talking about is just like the idea that I had, like even driving here today is like, and going to college, I wish I could just take my business class. Like, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And just why don't I just take my business class? But I realized that I need more than just business to even be a good businessman, to accomplish what I need. And it's like Tucson International Academy, more than maybe any other school that I've seen, kind of integrates that as well. Like, it's not just about scholastics, and it's not just about getting kids into school with Tucson International Academy. It's also about the culture and the events and integrating mm-hmm. kids into this and this, the love of reading and kind of giving the kids access to all these other people making their own book and the JA and all this other stuff. So it's like Tucson International Academy. Yeah. It helps get kids graduated from high school and it helps get kids into college, and it does this, and it does that. So it's super cool that it has that. But to speak to my experience and go in there, one, I don't know how I'd never been to a Tucson International Academy campus before, but it was real cool to see, and it was just like, it was weird how it was like almost the perfect size.
Yeah.
You know, not too big, not too small, just like, just exactly what it needed to be. And then going, you know, and I spoke to three different groups of age groups of kids, and it was just so much fun. Like, for one, the first group, the little kids, and you got the, just like as an audience would imagine it, you got the little chair in front of a whole bunch of little people at your feet, and they
ankle
were
biters.
Yeah, they were just ready. And I just, I really didn't, this being my first reading, I really didn't know what to expect. I really didn't even know how to do it. But there was just a comfortability with that school, with your staff, you know, even with the kids. Like, even though these are just like teeny little kids, like, you know, I got kids this age that, like, they can barely sit in the same place for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
They're really attentive. They're really into it. They're really polite. They, I mean, they definitely seemed like they loved the heck out of me. So it was it was such a pleasure.
They just love, like, immersing themselves in whatever it is we're reading, and especially if it's interesting, and your book is interesting, and it is something that they can relate to. I mean, it's and then they're meeting another author, which we've already talked to them about. Oh, you know, you're going to meet Mama Goose and Papa Goose are authors, and then here's another author, and it's just fun.
Yeah.
Then the kids are, we kind of teach them how to be hospitable, because I mean, really, to be honest, Pastor John, we did throw you to the fire. I mean, let's think about it. I mean, you did all age groups, and each age group is very different. You know, the little ones have a certain, like, you have to be a little more animated, but for you, you just kind of do it naturally because you're good with kids. The next group, you were kind of the middle school, and they, you know, they just are interested in a little bit, but why? But, you know, but how come this exists? You know, they're like just now starting to realize there is a lot of homeless. Well, why is that? And then the ones in high school, I was really surprised.
They're just too cool for school, the high school kids.
But they were so honest.
Yeah.
You said, how many of you have someone in your family who's homeless? And several raised their hands. I was like, oh my gosh. You know, this is a real issue, and they knew it, and they shot their hands up. You know, they weren't shy about it. And then, you know, do you know someone? And by the third question you asked, everybody had their hand up. I mean, everybody is aware that there is an issue of homelessness. And while it may not seem to be all bad, it's also not all good. And so what are we as a community going to do about it? You really raised a question. So I thought it was powerful.
And for me, too. I mean, definitely going into it, I was just, I'm just happy to share this information with people. I mean, having worked in homeless advocacy for over 15 years, it's just like, any new person that I can get, not hate a homeless person, then, then that's a win. But just this experience, I mean, and I'm hooked. I mean, now that I've spoke for these kids,
awesome.
Like, I'm gonna, this is part of my life now.
I love it.
Reading this book and making more and sharing this with kids. But like, but you're absolutely right. I mean, it was, and I'll turn this question to Principal Phil after I kind of speak to it. Working with the little kids is one type of energy. Then I deal with the middle school kids, which is kind of like a blend of the little kids and the older kids. So it's kind of like, I'm kind of cool, but I'm still kind of a little animated. But then with the older kids, like, it's almost like I'm talking to a peer, where I'm just like, I'm using a little slang, I'm acting a little hip, I'm just like, I'm really trying to like integrate the stuff that I watch on MTV, and it's definitely a different world. What challenges do you find kind of day to day as a principal, you know, going in one classroom and it's all little kids, you go to the next classroom and it's all people that are about to go to high school? What is that like? And I guess, actually, hold your answer, we have to go to break now, but this is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McLean, here with Dr. J, Principal Phil, and over there in the corner hiding, we have Mrs. Cannon, the English language instructor, and we'll be right back after this break.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain, here with the one and only Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yay.
Of Tucson International Academy. She's a superintendent. If you didn't know, she actually is one of the founders of it. That's a big deal.
Yes.
That's super cool. So, yeah, I feel honored to every time I get to hang out with you and every time I get to share a studio with you. So thank you.
Thank you. Likewise. Thank
you. And before we went to break, I asked Principal Phil a question about working with the different age groups. Like, definitely something I saw going from a elementary age class to a middle school age class to a high school age class. Like, I felt like a chameleon because I was just like changing who I was every single time. I felt like a little bad. I was like, is this me? Am I pretending? I don't know. But I know this must be something you face daily. So tell, what is that like? And, you know, and I guess how have you adjusted to it?
Well, I think it's, you know, learn as you go.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely do need to change your messaging or your approach based mm-hmm. on, you know, the age of the student and, you know, the circumstances. So mm-hmm. yeah, definitely that's a consideration. Mm-hmm. It is way different when you're talking to a little Smurf, little kindergartner, compared to, you know, you've got somebody that's in high school and mm-hmm. they're planning to go to college and they're working, you know, 20 plus hours mm-hmm. and juggling school. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you know, you can have a more rich and detailed conversation with the older students. Mm-hmm. And, man, the little ones, they speak their truth, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, they'll put you in check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would. It's funny, one of the little girls in the elementary class, because in the, one of the last pages of my book, the character marries a woman, and the little girl saw the picture of the woman, and she's like, is this your wife? And I was like, no, that's not my wife. That's the wife of the character. And she's like, oh, yeah, I know it's not your wife because this woman doesn't look anything like your wife who's in the back of the room. And I was like, yes, you're right.
Yes, that's a good observation.
Yes, well done. So, yeah, they don't hold back, I imagine.
Not at all.
For sure. Yeah, and I guess let's jump over to the JA event you guys just mm-hmm. had recently, and
yeah.
I guess from a principal's point of view, explain to us and to our listening audience what that is, and let's dig into it.
Well, JA is Organization Junior Achievement, mm-hmm. and so it's, I believe, international now.
International.
But definitely
actually.
Nationally. Mm-hmm. I've been in other states and schools, and we've had that, but what we just experienced was JA Heroes.
Mm.
And so JA supplied all the materials. The materials are aligned with the Arizona, you know, standards. Mm. And I mean, just really professional, high caliber
mm-hmm.
Quality of how they approach things. And basically, in a nutshell, it's called Heroes Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we train. JA helps us to train and provide the materials. Our students, the high school students, they present the material to the younger grades.
Mm.
And so they're teaching it. They're being a role model. They're learning. Best way to learn is to teach.
Mm-hmm.
And just an incredible experience. Again, it's... those extra opportunities, being mm-hmm. able to be in front of a group and preparing for a presentation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've got these little bodies and these little eyes looking at you, mm-hmm. and you want to do a great job. And
yeah, it was don't just, I know?
Yeah. it was an incredible event. Kids knocked it out of the park, and the younger students, oh my God, they really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It was, again, it's not every school does things like that. And that's mm-hmm. part of what should make a complete education mm-hmm. is just, again, providing those opportunities, mm-hmm. Planting those seeds mm-hmm. and what's possible, and financial literacy or guest readers and learning about homelessness and mm-hmm. developing a more acute sense of empathy and compassion, and, you know, serving your community. And there's just so many things that you can't learn just from a worksheet or a book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I guess I extend it to you, Miss Cannon, just because you're back there, and I feel bad for you. I want you to be part of the conversation. What have you seen out of JA that's had, you know, a level of impact and has really kind of affect these children in a positive way?
Well, this is the first year we've had JA, and unfortunately, I was testing at the different campuses, so I actually did not get to see.
See, that's what happens when I try to include you.
She's got so many talents.
I was going to ask you earlier at the same time as Principal Phil, what is it like, you know, working, you know, particularly in your specialty with an elementary age person versus, you know, working with one of the older kids, and what are some of the challenges that you face?
Well, I'm definitely a little kid teacher. And I have been working with middle school and high school this year, so
nice.
It's been a learning curve.
Oh, yeah. How so?
I had to adjust to them, get to know them, develop that relationship and rapport, and incorporate art, you know, use what interests them to get them motivated and working on and writing about it, reading about it, writing about it.
Mm.
Yeah, getting them to have an attitude too, right? That is conducive to learning.
Yeah, my high school boys are really into cars, so
and
they just get all excited about it and to show me, look at this car mess, and, mm-hmm. and so okay, well, read me about it, tell me about it, you know, write about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an interest-driven.
Definitely have to get to know them and see where they're at and get them involved in something that interests them.
Versus with the elementary age, what how do you get them hooked in?
Well, they love everything.
Oh yeah,
sing a song about it. That works.
Yes, yeah.
If you sing, it works.
Oh really?
yeah.
Actually, I learned that back when my now 12 and 13 year old boys, when they're 7 and 8. I learned two things. One, if I talk in a pirate voice,
it works.
Or if I sing, they'll do it. Yeah. But like, come on, guys, let's go clean our room. Yeah.
Let's find some treasure.
Yeah.
Or walk the plank.
Yeah.
Or walk the plank. That's right.
Off with their heads.
Can you make anything a game or a competition? They just love
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that works too.
Yeah. Luckily, when I went and spoke, I had in my back pocket that little activity about, okay, if you have a family member, if you ever had a friend that was homeless, anybody know anybody who was homeless, and that seemed to kind of get the ball rolling.
Definitely.
Yeah, but I had no idea what to do.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to set it up for you, and it wasn't working. I mean, they looked at me like, mm-hmm. hello, are you home? I mean, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, they definitely looked at you like you were authority.
Yeah. No fun, darn it.
Yeah, sorry. Well, we will talk about all that and more after this break. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. Yeah, that's Tucson International Academy. Go there now. We'll be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn, and what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to VeteranRescueMission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at VeteranRescueMission.org.
Hello, welcome back. I hope you guys went potty and got yourself a little snack. This is the last segment of the show, so you'll want to hear all these this goodies. And speaking of all the goodies, a few shows back, we were talking about a stock market challenge that Tucson International Academy was part of. Why don't you go ahead and update us on how that went and just more about it. It's interesting.
Well, I'll go ahead and speak to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Stock Market Challenge, that's again, it's a great event. Jay is not an event. They're a program, and they're a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was really neat about it is, you know, gave students an overview of the stock market and how would you go, you know, what to look for. And the culminating activity with this was about how you don't have to be rich to be able to invest and to get into stocks and to use that as a means of increasing your income. And so just went into all kinds of things about, you know, diversify your portfolio and all this financial literacy stuff that's great. And it's like, I was listening and I'm like, oh, I didn't know that one. An index fund? And
yeah.
then, you know.
And then, now that you mentioned that, I definitely remember having a couple of the kids on and they were talking about it. And yeah, they said stuff where I was just like, I need to start paying attention to that. Like they were talking, I was asking them, okay, how did you know to buy this stock or how did you know to sell this stock? And they're like, well, we're seeing what the CEO of this organization was getting into trouble and this happened. So we knew that we definitely should probably get out of that one. And I was just like, I should pay attention to that stuff. Yeah.
But that was part of the learning and how, you know, perception of a company could influence the stocks or a certain crisis in a region of the world and might not be able to get the resources they need and that would influence the stock. And so it was a great opportunity for kids to learn. And, and again, you know, I can't remember the exact amount, but I don't know, they got 100,000 in play money and did the simulation. But long story short, heck, Broadway, you know, TIA, came in ninth in the state in terms of the stock market challenge.
Which is not easy. It was like 100 and some schools.
Yeah.
So we were all happy about that. And that was your school in particular.
Yeah. So again, it was just it was a great opportunity in planting the seeds and in expanding their view of what is possible for them. That, you know, well, yeah, I guess it's possible, but other people, you know, not for me. No, you can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it. You know, you're going to have to, there's a learning curve you got to be involved in and listen to other people and use those resources. But yeah, you can do this too. You can change your circumstances.
I mean, and you're absolutely right. It's like, it's almost in the exact same vein as planning into their head, you can go to college. This idea, which I mean, at 16, 17, 18, I wish I would have started putting some money into stock. Like whether it buy a little share of Ford here, a little share of Facebook there, you know, it could have changed more world, particularly at that time. I mean, particularly kids, they really have their finger to the pulse of what's popping and you know, what's coming around the corner. Like the big thing that me and my boys can talk about all day long is cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah.
And NFTs. Like, I barely know about this, but my young teenage boys are telling me, oh, you know about cryptocurrencies and NFT, Dad? Are you going to get something? So it's just like, yeah, they know. And if we can put into their heads now, like, you should be investing into that now, not like this isn't just a grown-up thing, like, right. You think this is an everybody thing.
Yeah, I was just had lunch with my daughter today, and she was telling me that a friend that she knows, that she's been in touch with for about a year now, he was telling her when he was in high school, he started two businesses, and he recently just sold both of those businesses, and that's going to be well enough money to get in through college. I'm like, what? What? And he's younger than her, and she's like, yeah, how does that happen? I mean, he created these when he was in college, a freshman in college, and they were ready to be sold to someone else for someone, you know, to have value enough to get big bucks for it. So amazing. It is very possible, and if the kids have any sort of encouragement to look at data, to research a little bit about it, and to take some risks. And it's a great way with the stock market challenge to take risks because it's not your money. So you can choose to risk or not. What I found interesting was I was at TIA West, and there was certain groups of kids that didn't do anything with the money because they said, well, we got $100,000. Let's just hang on to it. And we're like, whoa, hold on. Why would they think that? But that's how we get sometimes, right? We get in fear and we're like, well, but we have this, you know, and it's
mindsets.
Yeah, it's mindsets. And so to help them understand that, yes, while you still have your hundred, this other group has like millions, you know, and so that's the difference, you know, depends on what you do with what you have. And it was a great lesson because they were like, oh, we should have done something.
I mean, analyzing, you know, risk, you know, doing a risk analysis and taking different factors into account and just, you know, how to research, you know, your investment and just talking long term rather than being a day trader. I mean, it was really a lot of detail. I mean, even as an adult, it was a great stock market 101 or investing 101 for dummy adults. Yeah. I mean, it was great for me.
I can see that.
I had a teacher down at Midvale about, I don't know, 10 years ago, and he had just learned about stocks, and he was a young guy, and he invested for the kids, but he gave stock to kids with the parents' permission, and it was a dollar stock, and he waited, I think it was, I don't know, 8 months. And those kids had over $100. And they were like, oh my God. And he gave that money. I mean, that was their money because it was in their name and it was their stock. And everybody was like, wow, how did that work? I mean, they just scratching their heads. And so I'm pretty sure that like lit the fire. And hopefully they have, you know, looked at that and been able to do something with it. But that's like you said, it doesn't matter the amount of money, a dollar in 8 months, it turned into over 100. Gosh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and I think like overall the message is just like the growth with investment. I mean, before we started the show, I was telling Ms. Cannon and Principal Phil about how I was in a program similar to JA when I was in fifth grade. I think I've told you about this before, where like every Friday we'd go and we'd each get a job and we'd kind of like all operate within this marketplace. And I started off at the post office. And then halfway through, they transferred. Yeah, I know. Even though it was funny enough, at the post office, I created a little activity card, much like this newsletter. Yeah. And I got Employee of the Month, so that was cool.
That's very cool. Yeah.
So I remember that.
Yeah, I remember. It was fifth grade. That's how big of an impression it made. And then later on in that same year, I moved from the post office over to being a business owner. And that was, you know, at 10 years of age, kind of when the light bulb came on to me, I should be a business owner. Entrepreneurship's for me because not only was I really good at it, I ended up hiring somebody to run it, and I just got to play all day during that activity. But I was making 10 times as much as a business owner than I was at the post office.
Right.
And from that, I mean, as we know, we've read the book, Dear Alyssa, I started my first business when I was 13 years old because of that seed that was planted in my head when I was 10 years old.
You got the fever. You saw what was possible. And that's half of what teaching is. All we do is try to open the doors to what's possible. Then you encourage the kids to pursue their personal interests, their personal passions, and what they feel convicted about, like, you know, homelessness. For me, it's children. I mean, just helping form opportunities for them that they might not get otherwise. And I love doing our K-12 because the little kids get to watch the big kids as they do some of these things. The big kids and the JA Heroes taught the little kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having the big kids of your school that you idolize come in your room and do lessons with you. Ooh, that's like wonderful to them, you know. And the big kids are like, why do they like us? You know, and I'm thinking, yeah. I don't know either. But, but they do. They see you and you are somebody and you're important to them. And then because of our small schools, they're able to see the importance of being your best self, because you don't know who's watching. Mm-hmm. You don't know what opportunities around the door either. So, around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I guess what are some other events Tucson International Academy has coming up? We got about 2 minutes. We have to jump out of here.
We have Chinese New Year's, our next big event. Okay. It's going to be at the Burger. It's going to be again kindergarten through 12th grade. It's about a 2-hour event. All the different classes will be performing, and they'll sing, they'll dance, they'll say poems, they'll rap. they do a lot of things with these in Mandarin Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, we don't live near China, and there's really not a big Mandarin Chinese speaking population here in Tucson. So it is truly a foreign language. So it's different. A lot of our kids are bilingual already with Spanish and English. So it's kind of neat to throw that third language in that's totally different. And, you know, Mandarin Chinese, Spanish, and English, 75% of the world speak one of those three languages.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like exposure to how to communicate to people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we chose Mandarin Chinese to be added to Spanish and English.
Yeah.
But Chinese New Year's is huge. It's so different.
And when is that?
It's going to be on March 1st. March 1st. I think it's a Tuesday. Is that right?
Correct.
Tuesday
night.
That's
coming up.
6 to 8 p.m.
The next week, right?
Yeah. And it is open to the public. Mm-hmm. It's the kids. The kids do it all. And the Chinese teacher we have, Miss Sun, is amazing.
Mm.
She puts on the best program I've ever seen in my life. It's like just slightly under, what is it called? Shen Yu or the professionals that come here to town and perform. Nice. I mean, I just love it. It's the kid version of that, and it's just a blast. It's without any political connotations. It's just dancing and singing to songs in Chinese and demonstrating their ability in that language.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. Well, cool. Well, this is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. Thank you, Principal Phil, for being here, Ms. Cannon.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are enrolling right now. Yep. This is our big enrollment time because once we fill up, then, I mean, we are limited by how many spots we have.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have plenty of room for anyone at any of our four schools.
Mm-hmm.
But I would recommend if you're interested in having more than just a regular education for your child, check us out. And that's what I would say to you parents. Do not settle for just whatever's near your house.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there and find a school that's going to challenge your kids. Give them opportunities they wouldn't have otherwise. Give them experiences and open the world to your kids. So check us out, TucsonInternationalAcademy.com.
That's right, TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. If you're looking to make college come true for your K-12 student, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today. We'll catch you next week. This is the Make a College Come True radio show brought to you by that very Tucson International Academy.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show, or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.